Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Are the Stars and Stripes flying? Is the Eagle flying? Let me check. Yep. Sun is shining. Flag is whipping in the wind. We still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. The USA, baby.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome, friends, to What's on Your Mind. Brand new week, brand new month.
It's a big old land with countless.
Welcome to the 1st of August. Begin with breaking news today. Last night, the North Dakota Highway Patrol called to the North Dakota State Penitentiary, Bismarck, regarding a resident. They call him resident there? I think it's an inmate, isn't it? Who had caused self-harm.
He's residing there.
I guess, yeah. A resident who happens to be an inmate, I'll add that to the press release, had caused self-harm. The responding North Dakota Highway Patrol trooper was told the inmate was taken by ambulance to Sanford Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at 6:24 p.m. The inmate slash resident was identified as Chad Isaac, and 48 years of age. Chad Isaac, a convicted murderer of 4 senseless deaths in Mandan. Story that obviously gripped the Bismarck, Mandan, and the entire region for some days. The incident remains under investigation by the North Dakota Highway Patrol and the North Dakota Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. I don't know what I think about this. Part of me thinks Jeffrey Epstein, with a high-profile inmate, you would think there would be better protocols on this. If you're the family, of those whose lives are lost at the senseless, brutal, horrible murder done by Chad Isaac, do you want his next day in court on the appeal? Do you want? I don't know.
I'm good with it.
You're okay with it?
Yep. Send the herd by himself. Very nicely done, sir.
Okay. Sure.
One less on the...
That's one way to look. How do you think the families will react to this, Doug?
See, that's just it. It's kind of a double-edged sword because, on one hand, yeah, you're saving the taxpayers a lot of money and all that. On the other hand, are there unanswered questions left on the table?
Yeah, the easy way out, too.
The families are now not going to... But who's to say they're ever going to get him anyway? But, I mean, now he's taken whatever information with him and left us, so...
Right, yep. Good point.
It does seem like the pen has some explaining to do here. I mean, you don't let inmates commit suicide. On the other hand, I don't know. I mean, having a quote-unquote suicide watch for every inmate, not exactly practical either.
Right, true.
So it'd be nice to know more about this, which I'm sure we will find out at some point. But that news just breaking this morning and wanted you to know. Any thoughts, questions, or comments about it are welcome. Couple calls waiting to get in already this morning, so we're going to get to those and find out what's on your mind right out of the chute today. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with the general manager from WeFest about this week's big event, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, largest country music and camping festival in the USA. Longest running, too, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, yep, longest running. I don't know if it's the biggest yet. I know it's the longest running, and it is the biggest in the upper Midwest for sure.
Sanford Bismarck President and CEO Dr. Todd Schaefer is going to be here. Believe it or not, the numbers since the pandemic of violence by patients and visitors against hospital employees is up. I don't understand this. I don't understand what's behind that. Maybe it was a COVID thing. Just feeling as though the treatment wasn't what it was supposed to be or available treatment. I don't know. We're going to ask about that and talk about how efforts were underway to protect healthcare workers. And our man in Ukraine, Ray, North Dakota farmer Bill Dozell, is back in the Ukraine visiting with farmers there to get a firsthand update on how they're doing. So he'll be back with an update today on the program. In the meantime, open phone time. Tell me what's on your mind. Dana in Valley City, welcome to the show.
Yes, Scott, let me speak my piece. I have a little grievance with you. I had two phone calls with the senator in the last 2 weeks. I asked him serious questions with follow-up and observations. The first time he made an outrageous statement on Russia, I used it against him the next week on Friday. He accused me of lying on your program. He then called me a communist sympathizer twice and said people like me want communism all throughout Europe. And that went unchallenged by you, Scott. I'm a constituent, I'm a listener, and I'm a voter. I asked him serious questions, and he stammered and stuttered through talking points and then resorted to childish behavior on your program, and you did nothing about it.
As I recall, I said I didn't agree with labeling everybody who disagreed with our position in Ukraine as a communist sympathizer. So I don't think that's nothing. Yeah, you missed that, huh?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I did disagree with, because I don't know your viewpoints. I don't know.
I'm a patriotic person. I just have questions about our money and using Ukrainians' lives in a proxy war. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't want communism anywhere. I'm a patriot. I love America. I question him. He did the same thing to Tucker. You disagree with him and you're a communist sympathizer? I think you need to have him apologize to me on the air on Friday. That's dangerous rhetoric to call your constituents and voters that.
Yeah, why don't you call back in on Friday?
That's what you always say, Scott.
Well, again, I can't mitigate every difference of opinion.
That's what you tell us to do. You tell us to stop our bitching and moaning, but you won't even challenge him hardly. It's disgusting. I won't call in anymore, Scott. I'll leave your program alone. But you know that was his behavior was completely inappropriate.
So you're going to take your ball and go home, and be whiny pants about it rather than man up and call on Friday.
Well, I'll call in on Friday. If that's what you want, that's fine.
Well, I mean, you feel wrong by Senator Kramer and don't like the label of being a communist sympathizer, and you want me to say to him, this guy's still mad because you said that. But I mean, it sounds like
it's your radio program. And
I realize that, but he's on the program and you disagree with him, so call in.
I'll make one more statement. He's so used to being having kid gloves. That I asked him serious questions and followed up, and both times he resorted to childish tactics.
Well, I think he answered your questions. You just didn't like the answers. And that's fine.
I listened to the answers. I did, but then I challenged him a little bit more. And how serious is he about Ukraine when he has to call his people that disagree with him communist sympathizers?
Well, I mean, he's got an opinion about your opinion. I just think...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I do all those things that you say to do, call in, I call his office, and all I ever get, with serious questions, all I ever get is the generic letters of how great the legislation he just passed that I didn't want him to pass. And then he has a town hall, and he can't handle any follow-up. So,
I'm disgusted, Scott. I don't know what you consider follow-up.
I'm not a quitter.
Okay, good. Then call back in on Friday. That'd be a good idea, and we can resolve this. And I believe your grievance is that you were called a communist sympathizer. So here's how I do this. A little caller clinic for you, Dana. Senator Kramer, you called me a communist sympathizer. I'm anything but, do you apologize? There you go. I think people tend to not like the answers to questions they give and then want to say, okay, what about this, what about that, what about that, rather than realize you've asked questions, you're getting answers you don't like. The answers, I get that, but... nobody's obligated to answer questions the way you'd like them to be answered. Be my two cents on it. Dan in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, good morning. Great show, Scott, but the last caller was right on the money. I called on Friday, and I was cut off so fast when I asked a tough question, I was gone, baby. And the question I wanted to ask was, I think I'm a lifelong Republican. I voted for Senator Cramer every time he's run. But he's been in Washington too long. If he thinks, first of all, when I asked him how much money we're spending in Ukraine, he said $8 billion. And then when I pressed him on it and said it looks more like 50 or 60 billion, yeah, well, it's probably 50 or 60 billion if you add in the food, you know, the food aid and aid to other countries, whatever. But it's actually 50 or 60 billion dollars. But he said $8 billion, that's dropping the bucket when you consider the entire budget of the you know, trillions.
Well, it sounds like you're again not liking the answer to the questions you asked, not that you didn't get answers to your question.
This is the problem with, I don't like the answer, Scott. And the reason
who's obligated to give you the answers you want to the question, though? This is my point. And then it sounds to me like nobody cuts you off. You've got answers to your questions, Dan. We can continue this on the other side of the break. All opinions welcome here. What's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen? More after this.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
We're brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump. And Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Another WeFest act, huh?
It's hotter than hell outside.
Oh, yeah. He can fix a drink. He's going to be part of that Thursday opening lineup with Jason Aldean.
All right. Love it. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you're getting a little, preview here of the WeFest music on What's on Your Mind today to kick off WeFest week. PetroServe USA, great school. You're headed to WeFest right there on Highway 10, Glendon, lasagna with garlic toast, Some other Minnesota locations, Euland, Salisbury Steak today, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Swedish Meatballs, 12th and I, 29 Taco Meat, Taco Mac today. Taco Mac, wow. Harwood and I, 29 Cheese Ravioli, Valley City is Meatloaf or Scallop Potatoes, Chicken Pot Pie or Vegetable Beef Hot Dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And did I tell you Valley City yet? I-94, exit 292, head north for Home Cook and grab-and-go convenience Meatloaf or Scallop Potatoes. Where did Dan go? Dan from Bismarck, hung up? I think I said hang on, we'll continue the conversation on this other break. Dan, call back. Texters. Chad Isaac's a murderer. I hope the family and friends will find some sort of closure with his death. Another texter. Scott, you really think the state will tell us the whole story about Isaac? LMAO. What's that an acronym for?
Laugh my...
Hind end off?
Yeah.
Spelled with an A.
Yeah.
Got it. Life sentence. I think I knew the answer to that. I just was having a little fun with you. Life sentence should be a death sentence, but a suicide option would be a step in the right direction. Good riddance, says another. Texter says, I agree with the caller's sentiment on communist sympathizer. You do belittle people. Boy, I would not be wise to belittle listeners of this program. I think belittle is in the eye of the beholder, where if I don't agree, then I'm belittling. But if I ever belittle somebody, slap me around. Say, hey, you're belittling that person. Call in. Be the next person to call. Don't hide behind a text. Get on the phone. Say, Scott, I have a beef with you. I think you're belittling that person. Please do. Texter says, I thought Kramer was out of line calling your caller a communist sympathizer. I said I didn't agree with it. Because I don't know the caller well enough to say you're a communist sympathizer. Caller might just say, I don't like that amount of money going to Ukraine. We have other priorities. Now, Senator Kramer is going to say, well, the cost of not doing that is going to be much greater. That's a separate argument. That's okay. That's okay. Texter says, have you seen this story about Trump and his wicked sympathy note towards Biden? Well, I've seen the post. Is this a wicked sympathy note? Let me read it. You guys tell me whether you think this is a wicked sympathy note. Joe Biden's second bout of COVID, sometimes referred to as the China virus, was sadly misdiagnosed by his doctors. He instead has dementia, but is happily recovering well. Okay, it is getting a little ugly here. Joe is thinking of moving part-time to one of those beautiful Wisconsin nursing homes where almost 100% of the residents miraculously and for the first time in history had the strength and energy to vote.
That's kind of funny.
Even if those votes were cast illegally. Get well soon, Joe. All right. wicked sympathy note might be... I don't know.
A little mean. That'd be the mean tweet thing.
That'd probably be the mean tweet thing?
That'd be a little...
I don't know.
It's kind of funny, though.
I mean, the fine line between humor and...
sarcasm or...
Yeah.
Yeah, can't have any of that anymore.
If I were the 45th president of the United States, I would not say that the 46th president has dementia, personally. Because... You know, without Donald Trump saying a word, it's very obvious that Joe Biden's in a world of hurt. And as soon as he says it, he makes it about him rather than about what everybody realizes is a very awful, almost elder abuse situation.
Which is the problem that Donald Trump has. He needs to stop that.
You think he needs to rein it in a little bit?
Yes, that's his problem. He's too polarizing. I get it. I mean,
should he have not done there?
Well, a great mentor of mine said you're never hurt by what you don't say.
Don't go to the dementia thing?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you just or frame it differently.
How about the Joe was thinking of moving part-time to one of those beautiful Wisconsin nursing homes where almost 100% of the residents...
That's the joke.
He's referring to dead voters there.
Yeah, maybe just go with that. That's kind of funny.
Okay. Illinois, not Wisconsin, yeah. But whatever.
What's your take, Todd?
I don't know.
Go too far across the line?
I wouldn't say it, but it's like a bazillion other tweets that came during his term. most of us wouldn't do it. But you know what? If that's the biggest first world problem we have to worry about right now is mean stuff online. Ooh.
All right. Texter says, I just belittled somebody this morning by calling him a whiny pants. Juvenile. All right. Again, to me, that's humor. But line.
No, yeah.
Fine line.
George Carlin would not survive on the comedy stage today.
Right, Dan's back from Bismarck. Hey, Dan, we lost you there. I said I'd continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Help me help you here. What's the issue?
Okay, here's my issue. You're right. I don't like the answer that Senator Cramer gave. And does that disqualify me somehow? If I don't like his answer?
Not at all. But I'm not. Okay. What I'm saying is, I don't know how I, as the host, can get the guest to answer a question in a different way because you don't like the answer.
Well, no, it's not on you to answer the question, or not on you to what I was cut off. I didn't even get to finish the question I was going to ask him. Here was the question. I mentioned $8 billion, or he said it was $8 billion. I said it was more like 60. Well, all right, it was 60. But then he said that doesn't add to inflation. So in Kevin Cramer's world, if you print $60 billion, that we don't have, by the way, just printed out of thin air, that doesn't add to inflation. Well, I disagree with him. Okay, so I didn't like his answer. He's been in Washington too long if he believes that $8 billion is not a lot of money. He said, it's just $8 billion. Well, you know, out here in North Dakota where people are struggling to fill their gas tanks, $8 billion looks like an awful lot of money to us. But he's been in Washington too long if he believes that $8 billion, that's nothing. Compared to the entire budget, that's
well, you're adding words to him that he didn't say. What he said was $8 billion. Contrasted with the overall budget, and then went on to say that the cost of doing nothing would be far more, equating it to the Cold War. So again,
let me just say this, Dan.
I recall what you're talking about. It didn't sound good. You know, as though dismissing $8 billion is no big deal. I wouldn't have answered it that way. But again, that doesn't mean that you didn't get an answer you didn't like. I don't know what I don't know how we adjudicate this. He thinks differently than you do, or?
As a voter and one of his constituents, that I've been a constituent is forever, I should have the right to not like an answer that he gives.
Of course.
Okay,
and you can. But I'm saying there's no way to just sort of say, okay, let's keep asking him questions, Dan, until he answers the question the way you want to answer the question, or that's all we do the whole show. You've got several questions answered, and we moved on. I mean, if you didn't like the answer, I'd call back next week and say, I didn't like the answer. Let's talk this out. $8 billion is a lot of money. That's what I'd suggest. More after this.
Attention, farmers. Harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 Brock grain bins in stock. But don't wait. They will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kentucky's flood-related death toll rose to 28 as search and rescue efforts continued Sunday. And forecasters warn the state and other parts of the Appalachia, heavy rains will continue. Governor Andy Beshear on Sunday said he expected the death toll in eastern Kentucky to increase as 37 people were still unaccounted for. A ship carrying grain left Ukraine's port of Odessa on the Black Sea Monday. The Sierra Leone flag cargo ship, the Razoni, was the first vessel to leave a Ukrainian port under an agreement between Ukraine and Russia. 88-year-old basketball legend Bill Russell died Sunday in Mercer Island, Washington.
To become proficient in something, or to become very good at it, no one knows how much work it takes, how much talent it takes, how much dedication it takes to get to this place. And it's like watching a duck cross the pond. Yeah. You know, smooth on top, peppermint.
Like great.
USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Truck could even run like that.
Riley, on the Saturday night lineup.
Yep, Riley Green. Going to be out before Luke Bryan.
Kicking off WeFest week with the WeFest bumpers here today on What's On Your Mind.
There was this girl drinking her hand.
I love country music. I don't care. It's fun.
It is. Yep. Can't help but also recognize that the average country music star is one of us.
Well, there's that.
There's no
no doubt about that.
Yeah, just real people from salt of the earth kind of way about them, for sure. Texas says, wait, didn't Joe insult Trump last week about how sick Trump was with COVID? This is Trump punching back.
Well, I didn't see that, but I'm sure he could. He probably did.
Why did you say this is the problem with Trump? Who polls higher? Tell me again who has the problem. All right. See it a little differently than you do, Kev.
Yeah, well, I mean, if Donald Trump takes a hit, I think that's it. I mean, that's, you know, certainly can't argue his policies.
Anybody see Kanye West on Saturday Night Live wearing his Make America Great Again shirt?
I'm sure he was.
Shirt or hat? I guess they told him not to wear it, and he did it anyway.
He's out there, though, man.
God bless him, though.
Kanye's out there.
Well, there's a sure way to get him to wear it and tell him not to.
Yeah, exactly.
They wouldn't have said a word. He probably wouldn't have worn it. But
Texas says, no way. They treated Trump so bad, tried to impeach him. How many times they lied about him? How many times he's not lying about Biden? He's telling the truth, so what's the big deal? If he says Biden has Alzheimer's because it's the truth, there's something not right? Why is it so hard to believe the truth?
Well, it hasn't been diagnosed, so it's not the truth yet.
How about if we give Trump a break? Give him a break, Kev.
Oh, absolutely. I say, if he runs, he's got my vote. His policies win with me. His only criticism comes with, you know, some of the stuff. It's like, come on, man, you didn't need to do that. But he's Donald Trump. I get it.
I would also argue that the story should be about Joe Biden being...
Right.
To anybody.
Thank you. Yeah, I totally agree.
Ill-equipped to be president of the United States.
Bingo.
As soon as Donald Trump makes an accusation that we all agree looks like black and white, then it becomes about him. So, you know, I love the rope-a-dope with the media of staying clear of anything that will give them a chance to shoot away. Now, Donald Trump's got to be Donald Trump. I just, when it comes to your 2024 opponent, I'd kill him with kindness. Let somebody else point out the obvious. Just 2 cents there for you. On this Monday, 25 before the top of the hour, Mark Birkey is the general manager of WeFest, the large country music festival, camping festival located at Sioux Pass Ranch, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for having me on.
39-year run. So is this the longest-running country music fest in America?
Boy, you know, we got to be close. I'm not sure what would have been earlier, but we're certainly in this region the longest one.
No question about that. And then the kind of attendance you're in and you're out is pretty extraordinary, too. How is attendance doing over the, you know, trajectory of 39 years, the average amount of folks that come out? How do you expect this year to rank? Give us a little sense of the attendance.
Sure. Well, we're expecting to be up this year. Ticket sales are up for this year already. So we expect maybe some last-minute stuff here push us over the top that we'd like to be. We're on the right track. We're growing again. You know, as a lot of people know, we had a couple years at WeFest as an event with some other owners, but now we have a new ownership group and have things trending in the right direction.
That's fabulous, and I understand you have a new stage this year. Tell us about some things that are going to be new for the WeFest goers.
Oh, my gosh, we have a lot of new stuff out here this year. We've been putting a lot of effort into the grounds. Our, you know, one advantage we have is that the owner, Matt Mathun, is also their family has owned this property since 1985. So in the first time in the history of our show, the owner of the property is also the owner of the festival. So now we don't just try to fix things to get through the weekend. We look at long-term investments, and we put in a huge investment into our stage. If people remember, you know, wood panels that we would replace and have to be reconditioned every year. Well, we've torn all of that out completely, and we have an all-new, brand-new concrete stage. It's amazing. And then, we poured concrete for the pit, the new general admission pit that we have this year. So that's just one of the many improvements. But, yes, all brand-new stage. Pretty impressive.
And do I understand there's a bit of a runway, too, so the talent gets a little closer to folks that are all around the stage area?
Yeah, you know, most artists these days like to have some kind of a thrust, whether it's 5 or 6 feet out of the off the stage, or, you know, whether it's a Aerosmith, you know, 20, 30 feet off the front of the stage. And so ours will come out from the center of the stage. It will come out, and then it will go east to west 80 feet. So the pit is actually built into the stage. So, you know, people that are in the front row will actually be closer to the stage than they used to be. And then inside that stage is this pit area. We have a left and right area to where people can stand and dance and have a good time and reach up and touch the artists.
Looks like I saw a model. It looks like a big T coming off the front of it, like a big, like a dock coming off, like a T dock coming off the front of it. Yeah, it's really awesome.
Tell us about this new pit. How's that going to work?
Well, people can buy a ticket either left or right because there's a thrust down the middle, so there's no passing underneath the stage. And so if you have a, you know, left side, you're on basically stage right, but as you're facing the stage, you're on the left. And there's access points on each side. And so if you have any kind of admission ticket, whether it's general admission or reserved or VIP, you can purchase an add-on pit pass, and that gets you right down, right inside the stage.
And you purchase those right when you come in?
Well, there's a few available online, but we're within two or three or four seats of being or passes of being sold out there. So if anybody is interested, I think the last I looked on there, we might have had 6 or 8 left is all.
Of the pit passes.
Do
wow.
It now.
Of
yeah.
The pit passes, yeah.
No kidding, yeah.
And we had sold out of them, and then we had changed our configuration just a little bit, so we released a few more passes, and those are just about gone, too. So.
Wow, and there's a VIP experience that most folks know about, I think, from the years, but explain the VIPs. What do VIPs get? Where do they sit? What are the extra amenities? Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, you know, I think the reputation that WeFest has had over the years is that our VIP experience is really second to none. Between the food and the accommodations, they're great. So with a VIP ticket, you get a reserve seat in our stadium seating, and then you also get, on Thursday, we serve a dinner, and then Friday and Saturday, we serve a lunch and dinner. There's also complimentary beverages. We've expanded that quite a bit this year. So not only do we have our Coors and Miller, Lion and Kugels, but we've also got some signature cocktails that we've added. We've had people asking for, you know, more hard liquor drinks in that complimentary area. We have Vizzy, which is a seltzer. And of course, we've got Mike's Hard Lemonade has come back this year. We've got Angry Orchard here. So we've got a lot more options in our VIP area. We've expanded that, so it's a bigger area. Again, we're trending in the right direction, so we've expanded that. All new fencing all the way around. I think, you know, when people drive around the grounds here, that's what they say as well. The place just looks fantastic. It hasn't looked this good. You know, some people can never remember it looking this good. Our crew has just worked tirelessly this year on the improvements, not only the stage and the pit, but fencing and landscaping and grounds work around here and repairing buildings. It's the place just looks fantastic.
I can after 20 plus years, I can attest to that. It looks great.
You're a week-best veteran, aren't you?
Oh, a couple. Mark and I have done a couple together too.
Yeah, we did. We've done some other festivals together.
Yeah,
for sure. Another thing that we've added too, we've added another GA experience. You know, you talk about VIP, and again, the WeFest VIP experience is really second to none. But we've been working on that GA experience. So along with adding the pit, we've also got what we call the country club. And that is right off as you're looking at the stage, right to the left of the stage. There used to be a building there a few years ago. And that's our country club. So that's another, you know, you can buy an upgrade if you're a general admission. You can buy a country club pass. It's got an outdoor patio to view the music. It's shaded. It's got its own private bar. If you buy that membership, you also get a dollar off any of your drinks inside there. So you get a little better deal in there, but it's another way that we're trying to enhance that GA experience. And then last year, of course, we moved part of our lawn chairs over to the west, and so the GAs can be 200 feet closer than they've been in the last, 20 years probably.
Is there still that wave of folks that come in at the time that the gates open?
Yeah, they do. You know, we play the William Tell Overture at 2:30 when the 2 o'clock when the gates open up, and there's still a few people that run in with their lawn chairs. You know, selling reserved lawn chair seats helped reduce that a little bit, and that's, you know, we certainly don't want people to get hurt running to find the best spot, so that's why we did the reserved lawn chair. But we still get a little bit of that. It's not quite like it was, you know, maybe 15 years ago, but we still get that, yes.
And the headliner, Jason Aldean, on Thursday night, Chris Jansen as well, and Miranda Lambert on Friday night with Lee Bryce, Clay Walker there too. Saturday's Luke Bryan, Riley Green, Tanya Tucker.
Yeah.
As well. You gotta,
how about that?
I love it.
And the weather is looking, we're looking at a little bit of, Dino said, a little bit of rain Friday into Saturday, but probably after Miranda's done and before anybody wakes up Saturday morning. So I think it's about perfect to get rain then.
Yeah. We picked that weekend on purpose many years ago because it was the least precipitated weekend of the summer, and we've always had pretty good luck. I think we've had over the last 39 years just a couple of rain delays, but usually the show goes on.
Anything else you want folks to know, Mark?
You know, we still have some tickets available at WeFest.com. There's a very few VIPs. We actually, because we were getting sold out of the reserve seats, we converted some of our VIP seats to just reserve so they don't have to pay for that extra add-on. So those are available online. A couple of pit passes left. Certainly the country club passes are available too. So get your tickets. It's WeFest week, folks.
All right, fantastic. So WeFest.com has all the details, the stage lineups, the times, all the other entertainment that's happening out there. So there's a daily schedule. You can click on, get that, and check it all out. Don't forget the campground, all the gate access times as well. Looking forward to a great one. Brings a lot of folks to the area, so a lot of fun involved. Be safe. Have a great time at WeFest. Mark, thanks for the update.
Great. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. Bye.
The general manager of WeFest, Mark Bierke. Check it out at WeFest.com. 16 before the hour. Some more open phone time when we come back. Some text coming in. Let's chat about it here. 800-228-0550, whatever's on your mind today. We'll continue after a short timeout.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petro Serve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River 3.25-ounce bag $4.99. The Ghost Energy drinks 2 for $4. And any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab and go convenience too. Petro Serve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Basically saying the largest corporations in America that have $1 billion of value or greater have to pay a minimum of 15% to help this great country. This is not a Republican or Democrat bill. It's not a green bill. This is a red, white, and blue bill.
Oh my God.
We've got one tremendous opportunity here to do something really, really monumental for our country. We did not raise taxes. We've closed loopholes. That's all we did. And I made sure there was no tax increases in this whatsoever.
By the way, if I made sure there's no tax increases, but we're closing loopholes, so therefore you paid this, now you'll pay that. That's a tax increase.
Yeah, it's amazing how they work.
Yeah.
That was Joe Manchin, by the way.
He was on Meet the Press yesterday. Chuck Todd actually asked him a tough question. He said, the initial criticism of this bill from Republicans, in some ways, to some people, a predictable response, which... You know, Chuck can't ask a tough questions without saying, Republicans are saying, and it's a typical response from them, but here's the actual question. You should not increase any taxes during a time of recession. By the way, Barack Obama said that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's right when he says it.
Is that how it works? Anyway, he says, why is now the right time to hit certain businesses with a tax hike? Joe Manchin says, first of all, Chuck, I agree with my Republican friends. We should not increase taxes. And we did not increase taxes. There's $314 billion in taxes increased in this bill. All with a ripple effect on how it affects deductions and amortization schedules. So people decide, do I hire, do I build, or do I pay Uncle Sam more? That's the thing that they don't understand.
But what about Chucky's?
I expect the remaining work with the parliamentarian will be completed in the coming days, and the Senate will vote on this transformative legislation next week.
Okay, so what he's...
He'll be adding things on insulin to the reconciliation proposal.
What he's talking about there is the reconciliation. They have to contort this bill into the criteria so they only need 50 votes. Because if it you know, you follow normal rules, it requires 60 votes. So they're gaming the system there, and that's the rules that they're talking about, which will be one of the possibilities to stop this. So there's still some hope there. But back to Mr. Joe Manchin, Mr. Straight Talker, Mr. Hey, I'm a Democrat from West Virginia here. I'm not your typical liberal. Here's what he goes on to say. The only thing we've done is basically say that every corporation of $1 billion of value or greater in America should pay at least 15% minimum corporate tax. Many people in West Virginia couldn't believe corporations aren't paying anything, and some of the largest in the country. That being said, the rate was at 35% in 2017. Republicans took it to 21%. It went to 21, a 14% savings. We would at least think that they would be paying at least 15%. Okay, wait a minute here. When it's 15% that you're paying it, and you're not paying, you're paying something different the day before, that's a tax increase. I just don't understand how this works. So there's one other piece of this. And that is, he's saying what's driving people sitting on their money right now is a lack of confidence that we can't get our act together in Congress or government. Now we're going to raise taxes. We're getting our act together. And they don't have confidence. So what we've done is we have total permitting reform. So people tell me when I ask them point blank, if you can just take the leashes off, take the chains off, let us do it, go out there and do it. So we're going to basically reform our permitting so we're able to get these projects completed and needed right now. Chuck Todd rightfully asked the question, so do you trust these guys? They know it's a promise you got, but they're promising you for a bill later if you support raising taxes now.
Why I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Why didn't you insist on permitting reform first before you gave me your vote for reconciliation?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you permitting reform. Pat him on the head. Unbelievable. Texter says, every corporate tax is passed down to the consumers. Democrats just don't seem to comprehend that.
Exactly.
Well, of course.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And, again, this isn't complicated. If you pay more in taxes, you build less things. If you pay more in taxes, you hire less people. There is an impact. Texter says, any updates on the Chad Isaac suicide? Are we going to get any more updates other than this press release, Todd? I think all we know is that he committed suicide.
We haven't got anything else. I mean, and I'm sure people would like to hear more detail, and I'm sure at some point there'll probably be something else, but I wouldn't look for it in the next few minutes or anything, but...
Incident remains under investigation by the North Dakota Highway Patrol and the North Dakota Department of Corrections and Rehab. No further information available at this time. We'll ask them. We definitely will. Texter says, the criminals and inmates have a justice system of all their own. And Jeffrey Epstein commits suicide, too. I think there is some pull my leg or pull this finger, and it plays jingle bells, too, in that, don't you? With Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Texter says, take the pork in the bill that has nothing to do with veterans, and they'll vote yes. See how that works? Yeah, that's a $400 billion add-on, so they could say, oh, Republicans are voting against veterans. Nobody's buying that. That's ridiculous. What's on your mind continues. Don't touch that dial.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres in a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.